This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. You don't have to travel far into America's heartland to see how much we love this country. For many of us, that patriotism stretches back generations from sacrifices our fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers made to build a livelihood, to the sense of pride and ownership in the rural communities we have continued to build and develop across this country. Rural America also has a long history of answering our country's call to service. It's no surprise that many of those brave men and women return home to serve in their rural farm communities. According to the latest USDA Census of Agriculture, 12% of all full-time farmers and ranchers are veterans. Yet, for each of those farmer veterans, there is a friend, a brother, a sister, who did not come home. In the most recent conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's been estimated that rural casualties were 41% higher than those of urban areas because of the proportionally higher number of recruits coming from our rural communities. This Memorial Day, and every day, we honor the brave sacrifices our neighbors, friends, and family have made for our freedom. We honor their sacrifice by serving our country in the work we do each day to grow a safe, sustainable food supply. America's farmers and ranchers see our work as more than a job. It's a calling. A calling to provide the food, fuel, and fiber for our nation. A calling to protect our food supply and the food security of our nation. And a calling to leave the land we farm better than we found it and ready for the next generation to take up our life's work. We also honor these heroes by caring for our neighbors and looking out for their fellow soldiers who returned safely home. Today, 8% of beginning farmers and ranchers are veterans, and we are doing all we can to help more service members return to the farm or get into agriculture for the first time. Thanks to the 2018 Farm Bill, veterans have greater access to the financial and risk management support they need to get started. This second tour of service is a natural fit for those who have so bravely served our country here and abroad, and U.S. agriculture is honored to have them join our ranks. The sacrifice of men and women who have died in service to our country is truly overwhelming. It is my hope and prayer that we all live each day in humble gratitude and that we do all we can to protect the freedom we enjoy because of their sacrifice. Though we can never repay them, we must never forget them. With challenges in the farm economy weighing heavily on farmers and ranchers, AFBF commissioned a nationwide poll to learn more about the state of mental health and wellness in rural America. Ray Atkinson, AFBF's Director of Strategic Communications, talked about some of the top takeaways from the survey in a recent Newsline interview. Atkinson said 4 in 5 farmers and farm workers said financial issues, fear of losing the farm, and farm or business problems impact the mental health of farmers. This is very concerning because of the depressed state of the farm economy. We know it's having an impact, but one of the positive things we learned was that an overwhelming percentage of rural adults, 91%, said mental health is important to them and or their family. In a statement, AFBF President Zippy Duval said Farm Bureau welcomes President Trump's focus on fixing our nation's broken immigration system. However, nowhere is reform more critical than in the agricultural sector. Labor shortages now are being felt by farmers and ranchers across the country in dairy, fruits and vegetables, mushroom, livestock, and other sectors. We will not relent in our fight to ensure that a solution to our agricultural labor needs is included in any immigration reform package. Farm Bureau economists issued 2 detailed studies of this problem over the last decade. In the more recent report in 2014, looking at potential losses in vegetable, livestock, fruit, and grain production, estimated losses range as high as $60 billion. A reformed agricultural guest worker program that is flexible and affordable for farmers, fair to workers, and effective in meeting the needs of all producers is critical. We also need to provide current workers the opportunity to earn legal status. These workers are essential to our nation's food production. Today's lifting of steel and aluminum tariffs on Mexican and Canadian imports and the elimination of retaliatory tariffs on U.S. agricultural products by Mexico and Canada is welcome news, AFBF President Zippy Duval said in a statement issued Friday. Retaliatory tariffs are a drag on American farmers and ranchers at a time when they are suffering more economic difficulty than many can remember. Elimination of these tariffs should help pave the way for approval of the USMCA by Congress. Likewise, keeping an eye on today's deal should address concerns about dumping and unfair subsidies. The U.S. House of Representatives recently passed a disaster aid bill that AFBF says will help farmers and communities hit hard by weather catastrophes. The Senate currently is working on putting together its own version of a disaster relief. Lorinda Overman, a North Carolina farmer and Farm Bureau member, is still dealing with the financial impact of last year's hurricanes. She explained what she and her family have been facing in a recent Newsline interview. Overman said, "We've had to go to our lenders and beg and plead for loans that would just pay the 2018 bills. All your money is in the ground. When I say we lost 500 acres of soybeans, that amounted to $240,000 just for the soybeans, 500 acres of unrealized income." Animal rights extremist organizations see fairs and events with a livestock component as an opportunity to disrupt and protest to bring attention to their cause of eliminating animal agriculture and promoting animal rights. Protesters have disrupted everything from the Royal Winter Fair and World Dairy Expo to county fairs and junior livestock shows. Prepare for activist protests and disruption with these tips from the Animal Agriculture Alliance. First, all events should have a crisis plan outlining who should do what in various scenarios, during protests, disruptions, or even natural disasters or accidents. Second, consult local law enforcement about how to handle activist activity at fairs. Third, monitor online conversation to see if you may be a target. Protests are frequently organized on websites or social media. Fourth, keep an eye out for suspicious activity. People carrying signs or other protest materials, someone taking a strange number of photos or videos, or talking into a phone or camera, or individuals asking very direct questions. Report any concerns immediately to fair management. Fifth, avoid confrontation. Keep in mind they are likely to live stream or record the interaction. And sixth, some activists have been focusing on animal transport, so be aware of the potential for activist activity as you are taking your animals to the show. While you prepare for the worst, you should also hope and plan for the best. Meaningful engagement with curious fairgoers. Encourage all exhibitors in your group to take the time to engage consumers and respectfully answer genuine questions. Brush up on your industry's talking points and animal welfare guidelines. Consider displaying educational signs. Have an animal welfare policy for your farm or club and make sure all exhibitors are committed to animal care. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.